Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo.
And me, Kev, on stage.
I forgot it again. Second time. I forgot the end.
Oh, it's okay, JoJo. Yeah, it's okay, you, JoJo.
But, you know, it's not okay. The movie, Tenet, as spoilers, but also, I mean, do you really want to watch the movie? It's confusing to say the least.
Yes.
But it's cool, the name, because if you spell it backwards, it's the same thing.
And also Sator and Rotas.
And Taco Cat. There's a lot of things.
Yeah. Some would say that movie was a waste of time. Heyo.
See, it was a time joke. Because it was a time is, yeah, okay. I didn't really like it. I had to drop out an hour in.
It was more than an hour in.
It was a little more than an hour in.
No, you dropped out with an hour and a half left. You hung in there for about.
I know
an
hour. it was like 2 hours long. So I was around.
No, it was like that movie is like 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
So I stayed for like an hour and 20 minutes.
No, Joe, I'm trying to tell you, you stayed longer, man. The movie was, wow, it cost $200 million.
$200 million?
Yeah, it's two and a half hours, and you watched it for an hour and a half. So you left with an hour remaining. Actually, you left with about 50 minutes. You were trying, man. You were just
I was. It was, they didn't explain things, and I'm fine if they don't explain things like in WandaVision. They didn't explain things like what we didn't know anything that was going on. And for the beginning, and it is a movie instead of a show, but for the beginning, they did the same thing where we had no idea what was going on. There was some random guy that had the bullet stuck in the, like, I think it was the cushion in the auditorium. At the beginning scenes.
Yeah.
And it was an inverted bullet, and he shot somebody with it. I don't want to say shot because if you go back, it's not. Okay. Anyway, the woman, the main lady, I forgot her name, she loved a painting so much for some reason. I think I dropped out before they explained it, or they just didn't explain it good enough. Or I guess loud enough where I wasn't paying attention. I was trying though. I was trying to pay attention. It was a lot.
It was a lot. And I like Christopher Nolan. He is the director of some of my favorite movies, including Memento, The Dark Knight, and Inception. But he also has two stinkers on my list. Tenet and Dunkirk. I no like those movies very much no.
I don't really pay attention to any people that make any movies ever, so I don't know what that means.
It just means I thought I was going to like it because I liked him as a director, and I did not like it. There's a couple of things wrong with the movie. One, it was loud.
The music! It was so loud!
It was very, very... very loud.
We were trying to, like, we turned on the captions, and it just seemed like they didn't want us to hear. And in which case, they could have just made it, like, random muffling or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it was Ludwig Göransson who did the soundtrack to The Black Panther. He's collaborated with Childish Gambino as well. He turned the music up too much. It was like, I can't imagine how loud it was in a theater. I talked to a couple of people who watched it in the theater, and they were like, it's even louder.
It makes sense. We turned it down. Because of the music,
we turned
it down.
The captions on because it
and
was like.
And we turned the captions on because they were quiet. They weren't quiet. But compared to the music, they were very quiet. The music was just way too loud. It was like intense, but also. Because of it, how loud it was kind of like, okay, yeah, we've heard this before. We know it's loud. It wasn't even the best.
The one thing I did like about this movie.
I think the idea was cool.
The idea was cool. I like that it started off like, once that, it started off like The Dark Knight. Remember The Dark Knight? It started off and they were robbing the bank.
Yeah.
And as soon as you sit down, you're like, okay, this movie's already going.
Yeah.
So as soon as this movie starts, you see like, hup, 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 hup.
But also.
Woo, woo, woo. And then blowing explosions. And I was like, oh, we're off to a good start. And then aggressively worse.
I mean, a few movies have like that, and I'm fine with that. As long as they explain, like, right after.
Yes.
Because if you're like that and don't explain it until a little while after, or after a while you don't explain, like, what's happening, mm-hmm. then I'm going to be focusing on what happened instead of what's actually happening in the movie.
Yes.
And I think that is one of the main things Tenet got wrong. They just had too many storylines, and the answers were all mixed around, and it was hard to pay attention to one thing when you had a question about another. Like in Wanda... Oh, sorry.
No, I was just... That was literally that was exactly what I was frustrated with. There were so many things happening,
mm-hmm.
and... Well, go ahead. I didn't want to... I was just agreeing with you.
No, you can go.
There was a lot of things happening that I was just like, okay, I'm not a smart man. I'm not a dumb man. But this is like... I felt like it was purposely... They were purposely being vague.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
I get it. But yeah. I feel like eventually you got to give me something.
Yeah.
And at the end, I should understand what happened.
I'm going to probably be comparing it to WandaVision a lot because it is also like a mystery thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And again, I didn't watch the entire movie. I watched about half, a little more, a little less. And so maybe some of the questions were answered, but even then I feel like the woman, I don't know her name, but she was obsessed with the painting. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know if they explained it earlier, and if they explained it later they most definitely shouldn't have, because that was way too long, and it was one of the main she was one of the main characters, and she was always getting saved by the main guy. I don't remember any of their names.
His name was the protagonist, literally, and he said the protagonist, which I thought never in the history of movies in my life has the actual protagonist said, I am the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
But his name actually was the protagonist. I don't remember her name either.
Yeah, I'll just call him the protagonist.
The damsel in distress is her name.
Yeah, we'll call her damsel.
Yeah, damsel.
And then the main bad
something
guy.
About her husband. She was using that piece of art. And
the
husband,
controller.
Yes, he was like blackmailing her with mm-hmm. it, but I didn't quite understand
but
what
I don't,
happened.
You guys watched the end of the movie.
They didn't explain it.
Did they ever? Are you like...
If they explained it in the movie, I didn't understand what happened.
They didn't explain it, or it was hard to understand if they were just explaining their plan or just talking in general or trying to explain what's going on. Because... If they're just explaining their plan, yeah, that's cool and fine. But when you have so many questions unanswered, it's so hard to tell when you really need to listen to every word they're saying
mm-hmm.
and figure out if that makes sense and that, you know, that's why this happened or that's why Kat loved the painting so much. Or, like, why? I don't understand what it was... Just annoying.
So apparently, do you remember when he talked to Michael Caine, the guy who plays Alfred in Dark Knight?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So essentially what happened, the woman, Kat, was close to a guy named Arepo. He sold her a painting. She authenticated that painting to Sator, but it turned out that was a fake. So if the blackmail was that if... It was found out that was a fake, she would be in trouble.
Would she be arrested?
She would be arrested for unintended art forgery.
Okay, but I feel like being arrested was better than the situation she
right.
was in.
Right, that's what she that was, even makes less sense than that was the whole, like, all he had over her was, like, this was a fake. But she didn't know.
Yeah, she...
Or even if she
yeah,
didn't know.
I feel like prison would have been better. Also, you could defend yourself, so there's a chance. I mean, If you're telling the truth, then there's probably higher chance that you're gonna,
yes,
like instead of telling lies, then it's harder to, maybe even if you don't make things up on the spot, if you're telling the truth, then everything will make sense. If you're telling, yes, a lie, you have to make sure everything makes sense, and one thing wrong could mean you're going to jail or not.
Absolutely.
And when you're telling the truth, all you have to do is remember, and that's that.
Absolutely. Which brings me to my other issue. The protagonist wanting to save Kat so much.
Why?
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 I don't know why he was willing to risk it all. He was willing to die for himself earlier in the movie when he took the pill. But now, all of a sudden, this woman that he met as he's trying to get next to her husband to, you know, because he's a bad guy. And I'm not saying people are not nice, but, like, he was like,
yes,
forego the whole mission for this woman.
Yes. He literally had the things that her husband, Kat's husband, needed. And he sacrificed the entire mission, everything they've been working for, just to save this woman.
Yes.
And, like, yeah, you can be nice and try to save people, but sacrificing your entire mission?
And the fate of the whole world. Because remember, his plan was to destroy the whole world.
Also, a quick side note. If you destroy the whole world, where are you going to live?
Well, he was dying. Oh, you didn't watch this part.
No, I didn't watch it.
Okay, so he had inoperable cancer. So he basically was going to, like, die. And since I can't have the world, no one can. So when I die, nobody has no fun.
Okay, so why do people support that?
That was another thing I couldn't quite figure out. Like, I get
literally with everything, actually. Yeah. Anybody that wants to take over the world, yeah, but, like, you're going to be in the same spot. Yeah. You're still just going to be below whoever your boss is. Like, okay, cool, but you still don't have, I guess you have some power, but that's not.
Yes.
You don't control the world. I feel
absolutely.
Like. That's just for every movie, actually.
That's for
every movie that has that, where henchmen and there's the main guy that's trying to take over the world or destroy it. Like, why are you helping them? It just doesn't make sense.
And also, do you ever think about henchmen and them just being like, I hate being a henchman, man. I want to be the man one day.
There's so, like, many times where you could, like, you're a bad guy, you're a henchman. So there's so many times that you could profit off of just, like, there's so many chances.
Yes.
They just don't take them, and it just doesn't make sense, because, like.
Agree.
I don't know.
So anyway, the other thing.
Back to dumb movie.
So essentially what happened in the movie. The movie is both happening forwards.
And backwards.
And backwards from the character's point of view.
Yes.
So Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington, the guy in black that he fights is himself from the future. The guy that saved Denzel.
Wait, who's Denzel's
the
son?
Black dude, the protagonist.
Okay, so who is he fighting?
Huh?
He's
fighting himself.
When?
Very beginning, when they go to break into that place where they're like, if there's a fire, it sucks all the air out.
Uh-huh.
And remember when they walk through?
The backwards guy?
The backwards guy was him.
But
in
how?
In the future.
Why was he trying to kill himself?
He wasn't. So that's the thing.
So what was his Ford? Sorry, I'll just let you finish.
Depending on which video you watch. Most of them, you know how he saw that he was, like, shooting the gun empty?
Mm-hmm.
He was basically doing that so he couldn't shoot himself or kill himself or hurt himself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, forward Denzel doesn't know who that guy is. Backward Denzel is going back in time to undo something, or I think he's trying to save the lady who got stabbed.
Okay, but if he kills himself.
He's not killing himself. He's protecting himself in the past.
Because
remember, guy in black. He wasn't. He was more defending himself and disrupting.
Wait, is
the
guy in black the protagonist?
Yes, they're both the protagonists.
Please, just protagonist.
Well, I mean, guy in black. I'm talking about the guy who was dressed in black.
Backwards protagonist.
Backwards guy. If you watch it, and this is what everybody who likes the movie says, you have to, like, watch it, watch YouTube videos, then then watch it again.
You shouldn't have to articles. Do that.
You should absolutely not have to do that. For a movie to be good, I should know it's good without mm-hmm. YouTube video. Now, sometimes I love YouTube videos for being like, oh, I didn't notice that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have to watch a YouTube video in order to understand what I just saw.
And understand everything.
Understand everything.
Because there's so many things I missed halfway through the movie. And yes, I didn't watch the entire movie. But halfway through, there should be at least some questions answered.
Yes.
I still had no idea what was going on in any timeline, universe, or whatever.
I'll raise you one better, Joe. I finished the movie. And at the end, I was just like, that was a movie that I saw with my eyes. That,
you know, it is a movie that was saw and seen.
Yeah, so anyway, so get this. One of the videos that I saw says the little kid that they're protecting was...
Of course.
Hold it.
Why would it not be? Was it her husband?
Aw. Her son.
Was who?
Was the old guy with the protagonist the whole time.
The husband?
No, the son.
I know, the son was the husband?
No. The son?
The son was...
Neil.
Who is Neil?
Neil was the dude from Twilight that was...
I don't know who that is. Who in the movie was he?
The dude that the protagonist.
You can't I'm just telling say the you, dude.
You're interrupting me as I'm telling you. The dude who the protagonist was fighting with the whole time, went up the roof with, fighting with, teaching him the ways.
The white guy?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So that's one of the videos said that's the son that he saved at the end of the movie.
So do people just be going back in time for no reason?
Well, that's the other thing. Towards the end of the movie, the guy was just going back in circles. It was so hard to keep.
How does that? What? Yeah. How can you have two people? You can have two people. Actually, that's fun. And they can be different ages, I guess.
Yeah. The protagonist started the organization that he joins, but in the future, he started it to protect the past. And in the past, he saved the future by going to the past. Reversing.
You know, yeah, I know. You know, I don't know, actually. but you know how Doctor Strange had a bunch of timelines?
Yes.
And it was hard to understand, and it was kind of like, well, okay, yes. I'm going to watch a YouTube video.
Yes.
That, I understand it, Doctor Strange. I understand it most
Understood.
Of it. Understood. I'm pretty sure, no, I didn't know everything. I was still a bit confused because, I mean, if you watch a movie, it's just a lot. But they answer the questions and you get used to it and you understand the timelines, kind of, sort of. And in Endgame, when they're going back in time to get the stones, you can see how that makes sense.
Yes.
This movie, the timelines and how do you go back in time? How do you go back in time? How do you have two versions of yourself, one going to elementary and one being a full man? Just a full man.
So that's the thing that... In those turnstiles, the doors that they were coming out of, that's what you used to go back in time. But I don't know, like, is this a week? This one's a month. This one's 5 minutes.
Who decided that? Who made it?
The bad guy built those.
Okay, but like... Do they ever explain that in the movie? Do they explain?
I can't even separate what I heard in the movie and what they told me in the YouTube videos, and I didn't understand that from the movies. I just
why do you just get random doors that can make another you?
Because he built them.
That's not my question, though. I know who built them, but why can he just? Build them and then make it so that there's two of you, one a full-aged man and the other one going to elementary school.
Because he had the time stone.
Like, why is that allowed? Why can you just have... How do you make two versions of yourself?
It's not. It's you and the current one in the past.
I know, but that's two people.
Yeah, but then there's actually three.
What?
Because it's you in the present.
There's no... The present is the future, though. See, okay, here's the question I'm asking. If there was a world where I could make a timeline, two timelines, and we could both live in the same world, if I enter a door and then there's another me that goes that's like in elementary school, and another me that's full grown man.
Yes.
Is the younger me, did they age up to elementary school, or were they already there? And did I just immediately age up to a full grown man, or did I just slowly do that?
So because in the movie, the amount of time you need to go back backwards, you need that actual amount of time in life. So when they wanted to go, I don't know if you remember, but at the beginning, he was like in that place doing push-ups and climbing up and down stuff. So they were keeping him on ice. So his future self
could go back. Oh, so they were just stalling.
Stalling.
Okay.
And when they were sitting on that ship waiting a week, they basically waited a week so they could go back in time a week.
Okay. But where, out, if you go in a door, do you just get two versions of yourself? Do they just pop out?
I don't know.
Do they, what?
I don't know. I don't know. And also, get this towards the end, then it was
if
like,
you go back in the door, then what happens then? Do you just become one person again?
I don't know. Like, what is past you end and future you begin?
Yeah.
Or there's just a whole universe with a whole bunch of yous existing and running around in all different alternate timelines. It's the multiverse of madness.
Okay.
But it's one multiverse.
There's so many. So there is just one random door that just happened to make two of you. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I guess that makes sense totally. Yeah, that's just fine. Yeah, that's
here's what I want you to know. It's okay to walk out of a movie you don't like. You did it. And I was like, nah, Joe, stick around. And you were like, no. And then you went to sleep at like 9:03. You're like, I'm done with this.
Yes.
And I was like, no, Joe. And you were like, yes, Joe. No. Yes, Dad.
Usually I would be like, I'm done. But also I would say, I really just walked out and I was like, no, I'm done. I just don't feel like going through all of this. Yeah, I don't
do that.
Mm-mm.
So
why are there just some rooms that are backwards and forwards? Like, yeah, you built them, but how do you make them so they go backwards
or forwards?
I don't
know. I keep telling you, they didn't explain that.
I'm telling you,
we should watch Inception, because Inception is a movie about time that is understandable and it makes sense. Time and dreams. Well, dreams, but there's also concepts of time as well. Okay. But it's not so hard. Christopher Nolan, he's got a lot of time stuff. A lot of his movies are time, dreams, memories, outside of the Dark Knight stuff.
Oh.
So in Dunkirk, it's like this character we follow him for 1 hour. This character we follow for 1 minute, and this character for 1 week or something like that. Yeah, but the whole movie was boring. So I wouldn't want to follow nobody for 1 second. Because it was just like, I don't care about anything, anybody. So anyway, this movie sucked, and I still like Christopher Nolan. I did like the acting, but it didn't matter because I didn't like the story.
It didn't make sense.
His background is super dope, though.
Mm-hmm. I do like the alternate colors.
Yeah, it's like the
Maybe it's green, but before it was purple and pink. And now it's like because there was a door that just happened to be there, and then that and then there was two colors. That was me talking and also my dad talking about a movie. Goodbye.